A reading from the Acts of the Apostles. The faithful all used to meet by common consent in the portico of Solomon. No one else ever dared to join them, but the people were loud in their praise, and the numbers of men and women who came to believe in the Lord increased steadily. So many signs and wonders were worked among the people at the hands of the apostles that the sick were even taken out into the streets and laid on beds and sleeping mats in the hope that at least the shadow of Peter might fall across some of them as he went past. People even came crowding in from the towns round about Jerusalem, bringing with them their sick and those tormented by unclean spirits, and all of them were cured. The word of the Lord.
Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love has no end. Give thanks to the Lord, for he is good, for his love has no end. Let the sons of Israel say, his love has no end. Let the sons of Aaron say, his love has no end. Let those who fear the Lord say, his love has no end. Give thanks to the Lord, for he rejected has become the cornerstone. This is the work of the Lord, a marvel in our eyes. This day was made by the Lord. We rejoice and are glad. Give thanks to the Lord, for he salvation. O Lord, grant success. Blessed in the name of the Lord is he who comes. We bless you from the house of the Lord. The Lord God is our light. Give thanks to the Lord, for he
reading from the book of the Apocalypse. My name is John, and through our union in Jesus, I am your brother and share your sufferings, your kingdom, and all you endure. I was in the island of Patmos for having preached God's word and witnessed for Jesus. It was the Lord's day, and the Spirit possessed me. And I heard a voice behind me shouting like a trumpet, write down all that you see in a book. I turned round to see who had spoken to me. And when I turned, I saw seven golden lampstands. Surrounded by them, a figure like a son of man, dressed in a long robe, tied at the waist with a golden girdle. When I saw him, I fell in a dead faint at his feet. But he touched me with his right hand and said, "Do not be afraid. It is I, the first and the last. I am the living one. I was dead, and now I am to live forever and ever. And I hold the keys of death and of the underworld. Now write down all that you see of present day happenings and things that are still to come." The word of the Lord.
The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to John. In the evening of that same day, the first day of the week, the doors were closed, and in the room were his disciples. For fear of the Jews, Jesus came and stood among them, and he said to them, "Peace be with you." And he showed them his hands and his side. The disciples were filled with joy when they saw the Lord. And he said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father sent me, so I am sending you." After saying this, he breathed on them and said, "Receive the Holy Spirit. For those whose sins you forgive, they are forgiven. And for those whose sins you retain, they are retained." Thomas, called the twin, who was one of the 12, was not with them when Jesus came. When the disciples said, "We have seen the Lord," he answered, "Unless I see the holes that the nails made in his hands, and put my finger into the hole they made in his side, I refuse to believe." 8 days later, the disciples were again in the house, and Thomas was with them. The doors were closed, but Jesus came in and stood among them. "Peace be with you," he said. Then he spoke to Thomas, "Put your finger here. Look, here are my hands. Give me your hand. Put it into my side. Doubt no longer, but believe." Thomas replied, "My Lord and my God." Jesus said to him, "You believe because you can see me. Happy are those who have not seen and yet believe." There were many other signs that Jesus worked and the disciples saw, but they are not recorded in this book. These are recorded so that you may believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing this, you may have life through his name. The Gospel of the Lord.
Dear friends in Jesus Christ, today we celebrate the Divine Mercy Sunday, beautifully decorated the picture of divine mercy. Sometimes it is called the Low Sunday or White Sunday, Dominica in Albis, because the solemn ending of the baptism of the catechumens are finished by today. That's why it is called the White Sunday. Today the Gospel says, the appearance of Jesus to the disciples. It's a history, not a folk story. Just imagine all the doors of these churches are closed. Nobody can enter into it. But Jesus entered. He has a different body. This is what we see, what we receive the Eucharist. And Thomas was always doubtful. Just like the modern world has the same problem. Whatever I don't see, I don't believe. We don't have empirical, epistemological, or scientific. But the faith is above all. Just because we are unable to see him or touch him does not mean that he is absent. Doubting Thomas, Jesus said, "Come, put your finger on my wounds. There will be a disparity there." The same Jesus said to Mary Magdalene, "Don't touch me." And the same Jesus today says to Thomas, "Come and touch me." Contradiction is not. How can it be? To a woman, no. To a man disciple, yes, come, touch. Because the woman Mary Magdalene was impure because she touched the tomb. The Jewish tradition does not permit anyone impure can touch the high priest. Secondly, this is the eighth day after the resurrection. For a Jew, the eighth day is the day of atonement. So Jesus as a high priest now on the eighth day is in his throne. He is atoned. That's why Jesus said, "Thomas, you can come. Now it is eighth day and it is the day of the atonement. The high priest is fine." Thomas comes and touch. He says nothing other than, "My Lord and my God." We say always, every day, maybe hundreds of times, say, "My Lord, my God," terrible. My God, my Lord, it's unbearable. I cannot do. That is a negativity. But this Thomas said, "My Lord and my God, I trust in thee." This is what the poor lady of Poland, Sister Faustina, said, "I trust in thee." And Thomas, his doubt healed the wounds of all our doubts, the wounds of passion. Sister Maria Faustina, which we celebrate today, the Divine Mercy Sunday, on the year 1935-36, on Good Friday, Jesus revealed and showed this divine image. If you don't mind, after the Mass, please receive the Divine Mercy Chaplet pictures together with the holy water. And this picture, if you just look it, it's not a veneration of, it's not a piety. Because it is divine mercy means it is Jesus himself. That's why Pope Benedict XVI said, the core or the heart of gospel is nothing other than the mercy. If you look at the picture, Jesus is walking. He's walking. And secondly, you will see, as a high priest, he has a robe. That means he is a high priest. And again, he is blessing. His hands are raised. And there are two rays. One is the white and the purple one, or the red one, pale. The blood and water. Divine mercy is not a piety because it is Jesus himself. He wants his mercy to be received at the eighth day of his resurrection. So, better to remember, divine mercy is A, B, C. A is ask for his mercy always, always. B, be compassionate to others through words and deeds and action. C, complete trust in him. This is what to Sister Faustina, Jesus said. He said, I want the second Sunday, the Sunday after my resurrection, the whole world rejoice the mercy. The mercy is his name. Jesus is the mercy. Therefore, it is the particular day to celebrate his mercy. And he says, the divine mercy, usually people pray at 3 o'clock in the afternoon or 3 o'clock in the morning, because 3 o'clock is the time Jesus was crucified, and 3 o'clock in the morning was the time Jesus appeared. He was resurrected. That's why particularly. So it is better to remember there is an acronym, F-I-N-C-H. F means Feast of Divine Mercy. I means Image of the Divine Mercy. N means Novena of the Divine Mercy. C means Chaplet of the Divine Mercy. H, the Hour of Divine Mercy. Thomas said, My Lord and my God. And through this poor Sister Faustina, Lord said, I trust in thee. If you can say a very simple prayer, whenever, whatever you do, just to say in your mind, Jesus, I trust in thee. For example, whatever you do, just before that, a 1 second, a splunk of time, you just say, Jesus, I trust in thee. Then his mercy will be flowing. And that is what Saint Thomas said, My Lord and my God. Jesus, I trust in thy mercy because you are so merciful. Let your mercy come to my family, my life, wash away all the sins. And also your mercy is, you are the merciful Lord. Amen.